Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3 is brought to you by Xero. Xero, it's beautiful business.
This is prime time on Money FM 89.3. Now, there's a theory that as a society, there's been innovation for the wrong reasons. A profit-driven mindset is generally adopted when innovating, and the impact on the environment, societies, and communities is disregarded. COVID-19 serves as an opportunity, an accelerant for businesses to rethink the way they innovate. This idea suggests that businesses should rethink their processes and innovate to adapt to a changing environment or to address a need instead of solely for profit. Responsible innovation suggests that 21st century innovators should consider the how and why of their innovations, as well as their subsequent impact on society and the environment. To tell us more, we're joined by Professor Xavier Pavy, philosopher, professor at Essex Business School Asia Pacific, and the director of Imagination Centre. Professor, thanks for joining us today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
How should businesses adapt their approach to innovation? It sounds like a no-brainer that they would do it for profit more than anything else. Yes, the sustainability of a business.
Yeah, thank you. It's a very important question. And actually, innovation nowadays, it's like a buzzword. You know, everybody talk about innovation, but it's very important to go back actually to what does it mean and why we use innovation. Innovation comes from the Latin word innovare. And it means that changing inside. In, as we use in English, mean inside, and novare mean a change. So you need to make a change inside yourself. It could be inside your company, but inside your body as well, in order to survive due to your environment. And this point is very important, because with this kind of world pandemic, actual pandemic today and for the near futures, actually, we need to reframe our innovation strategy. And the question for us right now is, should we be more focused on new services, product, new processes, new commercialization or organization? Should we be focused on incremental innovation, disruptive innovation, paradigmatical innovation? In other words, it's not always easy to say, yes, let's get innovation. Let's get to innovate. Let's do that. It's a bit more complex than that. We need to get a strategy according to reshape, reframe, to be more aligned with what's happened around us.
As a result of the pandemic, yes, you're right. A lot of businesses have been thrown this buzzword, innovate. Some of them have. I'm sure some innovations have helped business processes or the way we live because it's changed so much. So in some degree, it's helping a pain point, if you will. Does there need to be more that's done?
Yeah, actually, it's a very important point. What you said is, for instance, e-commerce the last couple of months was a huge success, definitely. All delivery companies as well, but also companies that they do things online, such as, like, of course, everybody use Teams, everybody use Zoom or Skype or whatever. Actually, those kind of companies reframe actually their strategy in order to fit well with what they have to give to the customers, to the users, actually. So you're perfectly right. Many companies made a huge success, profits and innovations during the pandemic. The question is nowadays, what we have to do for the more traditional companies, or what we have to do for the world economic sector. That's the main important point. And for that, we need probably to reshape again innovation, but not the innovation as we've done the last 50 years.
Let's talk about then how it's been done for the last 50 years. What's wrong with it, so to speak?
Actually, everything is innovation. Look about what happened around us. We talk together. We are not in the same room because of many constraints that we have about pandemic. We can do it thanks to a mic, thanks to a camera sometimes, thanks to the telecommunications system. But the door nearby us, the deck, the desk, the chair, every single thing is innovation. The problem with that, it's innovations the last 50 years were only dedicated to improving companies' profit, and only that, regardless the impact on society, environment, human side, and so on. And that's a big issue nowadays. When you look about the climate change, when you look about the economic system that bring more inequality in the world, we definitely have to reshape innovation in order to integrate more sustainability, but not just about sustainability. we need to bring what we call it responsible innovation. It's quite a relatively new approach, about 10 years. And the point is, how could we review innovation process with a more integration of ethics and responsibility? Climate change is definitely an issue that we have to tackle, but it's not the only one. Question of ethics, question of responsibility, question of politics, question of human side and so on are also very important.
Professor, I have to tell you of one of my paranoid fears with all this tech coming up and how Industry 4.0, digitalization is a need, no longer a want, that what if one day the electricity goes out? Then what'll we do?
It's not actually, because actually nobody thought that within a couple of months, actually, all the world was going to stop. Nobody had that in mind. And everybody would say that, no, a virus, you know, it's just science fiction. It won't happen. So, no, you're perfectly right. Actually, it's not just a question of electricity, but internet system, you know, keep that in our mind. That is just cable under the sea. Internet is just cable under the sea. So what's going on? What happened? We don't know that. Of course, some internet system use some satellite as well, but it's not paranoid. It's absolutely relevant. We need to take care of our ecosystem. And to do so, definitely, we need to have companies with a strong education to wisdom.
Professor Xavier Pavi, philosopher, professor at Essex Business School Asia Pacific and the director of Imagination Center. Professor, thank you so much for your time.
You're most welcome. Thank you for having me.
This is Money FM 89.3.
Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3 was brought to you by Xero. Try Xero free for 30 days at xero.com.
To listen to the full interview, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.